And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Oh, sorry, Fiona. I didn't mean to block your way.
Oh, my fault, Ryan. My bump is so big, I get in everyone's way these days.
Is the baby due soon, like?
Not for a few days, but I'm exhausted. So I'm buying a sandwich to go, then I'm having an early night. Am I in time, Vicky?
Of course. We'll make you a nice takeaway before we close up.
Oh, thanks. I'll have peanut butter and tuna on brown bread with loads of mayo.
Coming right up. I'll just pop through to the kitchen.
Oh, that sandwich sounds disgusting.
Well, it is, if you don't have pregnancy cravings.
I'd better wait outside. Tommy's picking me up in the van. I don't want to miss him.
Oh no! Oh, Vicky, come back! Oh, Carmella!
What's wrong?
Fiona's had an accident. She's wet herself.
Oh, her waters have broken, you idiot! Phone an ambulance. Now!
Oh, it really hurts. The book said the first pains would be light, but... Oh, these are really bad!
Just take deep breaths, Fiona. Try to relax.
I can't, Carmella. It hurts too much. Oh, the baby's coming. I know it is.
Ryan, tell them it's urgent.
An hour? We can't wait that long. No, I'm not her partner. I can't deliver a baby.
Phone Alison! I can't take the pain.
What's happening, Ryan?
No ambulance for an hour. But Tommy's outside in his van. Let's take her in that.
Is that okay, Fiona? I mean, the van's not ideal.
I don't care. Just get me to the hospital quickly! Thank heavens you're here, Alison. Everything's going wrong.
Oh, calm down, Fiona. You'll be fine. I came as soon as Ryan rang me and said he'd brought you to the maternity unit.
But it's too early. My baby isn't due yet. Something must be wrong.
Oh, don't be daft. Most babies are either early or late. They hardly ever arrive on time.
Also, I'm so embarrassed. One moment, I was talking to Ryan in Carmella's, waiting for my sandwich. Next thing, my water's broke and I was standing in a puddle.
Oh, don't worry about it. Ryan will get over it. Lucky there were some bin bags in the van.
Exactly. Ryan was in a panic, but luckily, Tommy was quite practical. He plonked a bin bag on the passenger seat and drove me here as fast as possible.
Sounds like he did all the right things. Oh, bit of a hero, really, isn't he?
Yes, but I didn't get the chance to thank him properly for acting so fast, but... I can't say this supposedly soothing music is helping much.
Oh, panpipes are overrated, in my opinion. So, the midwife told me her contractions are slowing down instead of speeding up.
Nothing ever goes right for me.
Oh, be patient. First babies usually take ages. We'd better dig in for the long haul.
Oh, Alison, I'm so grateful you're here.
Not a problem. Just keep in thinking about the end result. Your baby will be worth the wait.
Oh, I hope so. Oh.
Oh, come on, Fiona, remember your breathing exercises. 1, 2... 3.
Alison! Alison! Over here!
Oh, hello, Raymond.
I came as soon as I heard Fiona was in labour. I'm glad I ran into you. You can take me to the delivery room.
You're not allowed in the delivery room. I am because I'm Fiona's birthing partner.
So what are you doing down here in reception?
I'm getting Fiona some ice from the cafe. Plus, a nice big Cornish pasty and a family-sized bag of cheese and onion crisps.
Fiona can't eat a Cornish pasty while she's in labour, and the crisps are a bad idea. It says on all the websites, no high-fat foods during labour.
Correct. The Cornish pasties for me, as are the crisps. Fiona's been in labour for a long while and I'm hungry.
Oh, how's she doing?
Hot and bothered, hence the ice. Also, she's upset that nothing's going to plan. The doctors are considering a caesarean if things don't start happening soon.
Oh, what can I do to help?
Nothing. I know it's difficult, but try not to worry. Why don't you go home to Charlotte? There's nothing you can do here. I've got this.
I'm going nowhere until that baby's born. I'm the godfather. I have a responsibility to that child and to Fiona.
I understand. Look, why don't I take you to the waiting area? There's a TV there, magazines. I'll come and find you as soon as there's any news.
Oh, OK, Alison, thank you. I'll try and stay calm.
Thank you, Huntsford. It's been great celebrating our success with such a fantastic audience. You've been brilliant. We're very excited to have landed our first recording contract with a major record label. We hope you'll all buy our records when they come out.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, Mario, but I've just had some breaking news that I think everyone in the audience will want to hear.
What's that, Duncan?
Well, I've just been informed that Fiona Carter has given birth to her baby and, drum roll, it's a wee boy!
Let's all raise our glasses to Huntsford's newest resident and to its very own band, Mabel and the Edge.
Oh, how about that, Dan? Fiona's had a boy. I must remember to tell Robbie next time we speak on the phone.
It's real, Bob. Your Robbie's not going to be interested in some baby being born here in Huntsford. He's got enough going on in South America.
Oh, don't be so sure. He asked after Fiona about a month ago when we were chatting, wanting to know how she's getting on.
He was probably just being polite. Take it from me. Young blokes aren't interested in babies, not unless the baby's theirs, and sometimes not even then.
Oh, I know. I thought it was a bit odd at the time. You're right. He probably was just making conversation, but I'll let him know anyway. It'll give me an excuse to call him.
You don't need an excuse. You're his dad.
No, oh, I know, but he's got other things on his mind these days.
Oh, like Fernanda, his beautiful Brazilian girlfriend.
Oh, exactly.
I wouldn't worry, Bob. It sounds like your Robbie's got his priorities just right.
Alistair, I wasn't expecting you. I thought you were in Cambridge.
I had a change of plan. So, I thought I'd surprise you with a gourmet supper.
Actually, it's good you're here. There are some things we need to discuss.
Funny you should say that. I was thinking exactly the same thing. But I need to put this food in the fridge first.
Oh, all right. Come on through.
So, we've got smoked salmon patty, followed by seafood linguine. It won't be as good as the food we had on holiday, but it should still be rather delicious.
Alistair, we need to talk.
I know. Just let me open the bubbly first.
Prosecco in the middle of the week?
Champagne, my darling. Nothing but the best for you. There you go. Cheers.
Alistair, what's this about? Hang on. What are you doing down there?
Chantelle Murday, will you make me the happiest man in Huntsford by agreeing to be my wife?
What do you mean? I don't understand. What's this?
This, my darling, is a family heirloom. My grandmother's engagement ring. Can I put it on?
No. Oh, Alistair, I don't know.
What sort of answer is that?
I can't give you an answer. Not right now. I need time to think. You'll have to wait.
So how are you feeling, Fiona?
Oh, Alison, I didn't know it was possible to be so exhausted and so happy all at the same time. Oh, I love him so much. It's scary how it takes you over.
I know what you mean. It's overwhelming, but in a good way.
I don't know how to thank you. I'd have never have coped without you. You stuck with me through the endless labour, then the cesarean. You've been amazing.
It was nothing.
It was everything, Alison. Also, you were absolutely right.
About what?
There's no way you can plan your baby's birth down to the last detail. Sure, you can prepare, but when the time comes, you just have to go with the flow.
Oh, it's sad, though. When you're used to being in charge of your life.
Oh, you mean a control freak, in other words?
I didn't say that. Still, you'll know next time.
I'm not sure there'll be a next time. But anyway, I have a favour to ask.
Oh, what's that? Anything for Hunsford's newest mum?
Well, I wondered whether... Alison, would you be godmother to my son?
Are you sure, Fiona? I mean, don't you want to ask Chantel or...
No, it's you I want.
Oh, if you're sure, then I'd be delighted to accept.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Now, talking of godparents, can I let the godfather in to see you? Poor Raymond's been pacing the corridors for hours, worrying himself sick.
No problem. Let's put him out of his misery. I'm fine to let him in.
Season 5, Episode 79 was written by Helen Cooley and A.T. Felicity Radcliffe. Fiona was played by Angie Pike, Vicky Elaine Lambdin, Ryan Stuart Nunn, Mario Tony Irving, Duncan John McCusker, Bob Roger Ems, Dan Pete Warman, Chantel Becky Zarate, Alistair Patrick Ruddy, and Alison Jane McCurtickay. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds Wavelength Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.